Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com and doneforyoucoaching.com. We are about to introduce our new program. Now, about to introduce, that means it could be next week, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 4 weeks from now. It will be released in perfection, is our goal. That is our new The Wealthy Coach program, online course, and group coaching. And today, I want to talk about some of the notes from that. We're going to start with your offer. And this is very important if you're talking to someone face-to-face, you're doing a phone call, you're doing a webinar, you're on a platform, you've got a public speaking event. People think about public speaking, they think about big, you know, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 people, big events. But it could be 8 people at a local Rotary Club, Lions Club eating. Whatever your opening, your platform is, again, could be a webinar, could be a one-on-one phone call. You want to start with a universal question. The best way to attract attention and engage with your audience is by asking them questions they can naturally agree with. And I really want you to grab a hold of that, what they can naturally agree with. When is this important? In the very beginning, because when they resonate with what you're saying, most likely they're going to stay engaged over the next few minutes to give your introduction time to go into your presentation or ask them better questions. So ask 2 universal questions. Not just one, but have 2. Have 2 that would work inside of your niche. Again, or your fitness coach, success coach, business strategist, what course creator, what does your product offer people? So let me give you 2 universal questions, and then you need to decide what universal questions are you going to use in your presentation. Again, this is when you're meeting. Again, it could be one person, but usually a group of more than one, 3, 5, 10, 50, 5,000, doesn't matter, that you want to use a universal question. You want to take control by asking questions that you know the audience is going to be in agreement with. How many of you would like to have a lot more income in your lives? Now, that's a very rhetorical question. How many would like to have a great day? You know, hey, sure. If you ask 100 people, how many of you would like to have a lot more income in your lives? And you raise your hand. Awesome. What you've done is you've asked a question that kind of clarifies what you're going to talk about and gives them an insight into you, what you're there to speak about. Then I always like to go with a second universal question. So ask one and then immediately ask another. How many of you would like to make this year the greatest year ever? Simple question, right? Universal questions. There was a gentleman a number of years ago, we're talking 80s, like mid-80s here, and who would jump in a Mercedes. He worked at a Mercedes dealership. In fact, he just wanted to test. He said, I wanted to test my sales skills. So I just went to the Mercedes dealership, said, give me a job. They hired him. He took the Mercedes off the lot and went straight to the country club. Went into where they were all drinking, playing cards. And he said, held the keys up and said, who here wants to make the best decision they've ever made? Who here wants to make the best decision they've ever made? When they said, yeah, sure, what you got? He walked them outside, showed them the car. Universal questions. Here's a universal question. People want more time in their life. People want more money in their life. People want to be happy. In fact, if you really go back to the very core, people make decisions on what's going to make them happy. Everything is based around happiness. They are trying to get away from pain and towards pleasure. So, brainstorm 2 universal questions that you can ask your audience to say yes to. Let me read the ones I have noted here. How many of you would like to have a lot more income in your lives? Number 1. How many of you would like to make this year your greatest year ever? And as a coach or consultant, you could ask that from almost anybody. If you're a fitness coach, you may change the words a little bit. If you're a marriage counselor, coach, consultant, you may want to change the words. But how many of you would like to make more income? Got me. How many would like to make this year the greatest year ever? Absolutely. There's vagueness in both of those questions, but you're getting people to come to an agreement. Now, tomorrow we'll go more. Now, what do you say next? When they go, yes, yes, then we're going to go into how to present your offer in just 30 seconds. So you can pre-qualify, pre-close, and have people ready to do business with you. More on that tomorrow. Now, here's what I need you to do, guys. Jump over to howtosellyourcoaching.com. Be sure to check out our articles, blogs, videos. Also, go over to doneforyoucoaching.com if you would like to jump on the phone with me. Let's discuss. Check it out. Look at our short video. Look at our testimonials. If you would like to discuss with me how we can help you create a true wealthy lifestyle while helping others. Doneforyoucoaching.com. This is Wayne Sutton. Make it a great day, and God bless.
Thanks again for listening, and be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.